This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The second Arihant class submarine, INS Arigat, was commissioned into the Indian Navy yesterday at Vishakhapatnam in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In his address, the Defence Minister expressed confidence that Arigat will further strengthen India's nuclear triad, enhance nuclear deterrence, help in establishing strategic balance and peace in the region, and play a decisive role in the security of the country. INS Arigat's construction featured advanced technology, special materials, complex engineering, and highly skilled workmanship. The presence of both INS Arihant and INS Arigat will enhance India's capability to deter potential adversaries and safeguard its national interest. The Tripura government has declared the entire state as natural calamity affected area, even as the Interministerial Central Team, IMCT, is conducting on-the-spot assessments in the most affected places. The Interministerial Central Team, which began on-the-spot assessment for the losses incurred in Gomti and South Tripura districts, will visit Kovai and Sipahijala districts today, which were also battered by rains and floods. So far, 32 persons have lost their lives. Meanwhile, the flood water has contaminated water resources and therefore poses a high risk of outbreak of waterborne disease. The health department continues to conduct health camps. The Central Election Committee meeting of BJP was held at the party's headquarters in New Delhi yesterday evening. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda, party's Haryana election in charge, and Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and other senior party leaders attended the meeting. The meeting was held to finalize the name of the candidates for the upcoming Haryana Assembly polls. Meanwhile, a meeting of BJP's Haryana Core Committee was held in New Delhi in the afternoon. The meeting, which took place at Mr. Nadda's residence, was attended by Mr. Shah, Mr. Pradhan and senior party leaders, among others. Moody's Ratings, the New York-based global rating agency, has raised its real GDP growth projection for India, forecasting a robust 7.2% growth for the fiscal year 2024. Up from a previous estimate of 6.8% and 6.6% for 2025, up from 6.4%. The report attributes these revised projections to strong broad-based growth driven by resilient private consumption and improved business conditions. Moody's noted that the Indian economy grew 7.8% year over year in the first quarter of 2024, despite tight monetary policy and efforts towards fiscal consolidation. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav flagged off the inaugural trip of the new Bandra terminus, Madgaon, bi-weekly train from Borivali Railway Station yesterday. The regular run of train number 10115 Bandra Terminus Madgaon Express will commence on the 4th of next month. It will depart from Bandra Terminus every Wednesday and Friday at 6:50 a.m. and will reach Madgaon at 10 p.m. on the same day. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar yesterday inaugurated a state-of-the-art sports academy, sports complex and sports university on the occasion of National Sports Day at Rajgir. The sports academy and sports complex, sprawling over 90 acres, has been built with an estimated expenditure of 750 crore rupees in Nalanda district. And that's the end of this news bulletin.